the worst impact for me was the impact that it did have on my family. Like only 6 months ago, and this is what's important about it, this just wasn't a crime on the day. It was a crime that continued for 3.5 years because he didn't come out and put his hands up. So even 6 months ago, I was dealing with this. My 9-year-old daughter, who doesn't have a phone, but some of her friends do, presented her with a picture of me, an obscene picture of me, a meme that was made from South Park. And my daughter walked in with the phone and her friend and said, "What's this about, Daddy? Can you explain it?" Now, it's very hard to explain to a 9-year-old child about a cartoon image where there is sexually explicit content in it. That is immensely difficult to deal with. I was also out for a walk one day with my 19-year-old daughter, who also has autism. And when I'm out for a walk, I tend to walk a bit faster than the people with me for whatever reason. I had walked on a little bit ahead and I bumped into a neighbour. And he said, "What were you doing with that Saoirse McHugh one?" And my daughter had just come around the corner when he'd finished saying that. I fobbed it off and I walked on. And my daughter said to me, "What did that man say to you?" I said, "He said nothing." And she said, "He said something about Saoirse McHugh." She said, "Are you all right, Daddy?" And at the time, I was wondering, was she all right? Because she was going through a lot of problems and it caused her more problems. And then to make it even worse, my wife, she works for Tusla. She's had comments made about her on Twitter. And one particular one was, "I feel sorry for Luke Ming Flanagan's wife because of what he did." So they all had to deal with that.